Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out.
She would not take the garbage out. Okay, I don't know if anyone will be able to identify that song. That is truly a challenge for you listeners. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, with Dad's Point of View on KZSP AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening when we're live, which is now, on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-56-1290 if you'd like to talk to me and our guest coming up, Wayne Levine, or email at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, that's S like in summer.com. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and it is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to my show.
Good morning. I've decided to come back for more, Bruce.
Oh, you are a glutton for punishment.
Indeed, indeed.
So it's summertime, Wayne. I'm wondering, what are your plans and your plans for your kids, and what advice would you offer parents with younger children as far as summer goes?
Well,
you've been there now that you have them. Now you're an empty nester, but I bet you can, you know, you can reach back into the memory banks.
Yeah, well, you know, summer stopped being summer, you know, a long time ago, because I just got to work all year long. So it gets warmer during these months, but there's not as much of a change as there used to be, not when we were kids. But yes, empty nester, well, sort of. My daughter's gone for good, and she knows that there's no place for her long-term in our house, and she's become self-sufficient, and that's really our job as parents, is to help grow self-sufficient young women and young men. So very happy about that. And then I've got a 19-year-old who is back after his freshman year, and my job this summer is very different than in the past. You know, he's got to learn about self-sufficiency. He needs a little extra push, like most boys do, about getting work and the importance of bringing home the bacon. And so now it comes time to say no more and let him feel what it's like to earn his own and to be able to live according to what he earns. So,
you know, the whole idea of the kid is being independent, it feels to me, from everything I'm learning from friends like you that have older kids, that age of independence, that age of self-sufficiency is being pushed back.
Well, but I think that as parents, we have a lot to do with that. I think as parents, many of us are way too permissive. My kids know that when school is out, they don't have a place to live in our house anymore. Their job is to prepare themselves. And so now, there could be extraordinary circumstances and that we've talked about, that if they had to come back and stay for a few months and save up money for their down payment on a, you know, first and last month sort of thing, but it's no longer their house. It's time for them to go. And I think a lot of parents are afraid to draw that line. A lot of parents, you know, lived through their children through high school, and they actually want their kids back in the house.
I think that's true. I think, and again, I'll make a somewhat sexist comment, as I'm wont to do, but I would think that the moms have a harder time in many cases than the dads to let go of the kids.
Well, the moms were usually more involved with the kids through school and were living vicariously, and yeah, it's definitely hard for them, but boy, it's not the best thing for the kids. The kids need to understand that it's a transition period, you know, it's time to move on, and it's difficult for everybody involved, but the parents, it's our job to have a handle on what to do, and if we don't know how to do it, we need to ask for help.
Okay, speaking of help, we have an email, so let's see if you can offer some help to our emailer. Dear Bruce and Wayne, yes, it's a joke to make fun of family vacations, but for our three little ones and us, it's really hard. Any suggestions on easier trips we could make? We have twin girls that are 8 and a boy who is 11. Signed, dreading another summer vacation.
Well, let me hit this another way, because this has come up several times in our men's groups. A family vacation, Dad, is not a vacation. You're still working. If you have expectations that this is a vacation, you are going to be disappointed, irritated, annoyed, and contributing to having a lousy time. So it's very important for us to have the right context in our own minds about what this trip is about. When you have little kids, you have to work.
So you're really expressing something that I think is fundamental, which is the expectations you might bring when you have younger kids to what a family vacation is about. It's not your vacation is really what you're saying.
In large part, yes. And, you know, it depends on where you're going. It depends on how much money you have. It depends on whether there's daycare for the kids and all that. But it's still work to get the kids to the airport. It's still work at dinner time. And you just have to understand that. And what I tell guys is, look, when that trip is over, plan a trip with your buddies and go on a real relaxing trip for you where you can recharge. Because whether it's with the family and many times even with your spouse, it's a completely different experience. You have a completely different set of responsibilities. When you're with your buddies, you have no responsibility except to have a good time. So it's important for men to know that there's that balance that they need to keep between being father, husband, and getting the time that they need just to be the man they want to be.
Well said, well said. Putting you on the spot, since listeners don't know that you and I do not rehearse or really plan much of
what
we're
going to
talk about.
We've never met.
Putting you on the spot, do you have any immediate recollections of best and worst family vacations that you personally have experienced?
We had a great time on our cruise to Alaska because there was so much going on and the kids were free to do what they wanted to do.
Your kids were older then. I remember that. I'm talking about the
little ones.
The little ones.
I think you got to keep it simple. Little kids don't know the difference between Hawaii and a great pool nearby. So I think that some of what needs to happen is that parents need to get real about what the kids really need. And I think they overproduce vacations.
That couldn't be smarter. That's really, really smart. The other thing that I have found when my kids were young is we did a lot of driving trips. And driving trips can be either easier or harder, depending on how well you prepare. And in our case, we were wise enough to give the kids enough entertainment in the back seat that they had a little playroom of video, games, books, food, drinks, everything. So the driving portion actually was not as intolerable as I remember it when I was a kid, because none of that stuff was available.
And I think also, as parents, we need to be more in the journey and not so much in the destination. If we think we've got to get there at a certain time, we've got to do this, then we're not leaving enough room to allow the kids and the family just to be who they are and to take care of them based on whatever comes up. So the vacation, if you're going on a road trip, it's started. It's right now.
Good, right? Good. The other thing you said earlier that I would like to emphasize, and I think it's so important because it's part of the work you do and the part of the work I do with you in men's group, is having the right context. Mm-hmm. That is so important, and it's different from expectations, but could you quickly address that and then tell listeners where they can reach you, because we are almost out of time yet again?
Yeah, context is where you're coming from. So, for instance, if what's going through your head is, I just hope we can get through this trip without killing each other, that's one context. Another context is, this is going to be terrific. Now, that energy informs everything you do on this vacation, so having a healthy, positive context is critical. And if you need help finding that context, you can look at bettermen.org and find out what we're doing in Agoura Hills. And I work with men over the phone and Skype and in person, and we have men's groups. And our next men's retreat in Santa Barbara is happening October 1st, all of which you can find out at bettermen.org.
Wayne, I thank you as usual. It has sped by. I hope you have a great summer, and I have to take a break per my producer, Richard. So be sure to call in if you'd like to say anything at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around.